And a lot of times in the season of the life that we're living, things are different. Things do change. You know, hard things happen, right? Marriages split up. Companies go bankrupt. Friendships disappear. People we love pass away. All of these things that are outside of our control. And we can go back and we can own the things that we maybe should have done differently. And I'm not saying that there isn't some help point in looking backwards a little bit and understanding what maybe we could have done differently or whatever. However, if we really want to be truly successful, we have to learn from. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified. I am your host, Jacqueline or Jax Kreider. And today I wanted to talk a little bit more about something that we talk about frequently on this podcast, which is alignment, intentionality. But I want to talk about it in a little different lens, if you will. And the lens I want to talk to you about it in is what happens when you are doing all the things, but it's not going to according to plan. And what exactly do I mean by that? So first of all, life has a tendency to just life. So we can only control what we can control, which is truly just us. We can't control a lot of other aspects of our life. And there are moments where that's really hard, right? Because you can't control if your boss is being kind of a tool, or your spouse woke up on the wrong side of the bed and they're being kind of tacky to you, or your children are trying to work your ever loving last nerve. And there are so many times in life that things are just not going the way you want. Case in point, when I got ready to record this episode, literally three different times did I have to restart it. Why? Because one time my browser window wasn't wanting to work right. I got into a new browser window, logged in. Then the microphone that was selected wasn't correct. So I was recording for I don't even know how many minutes before I realized, oh crap, guess what? Mic's not working. I recently had my TikTok account banned because I went against community standards. I talk about money and mortgage. I have no idea how I broke community standards, and I fought them on it, and they basically have said, yeah, well, too bad. So having to start over from scratch. So again, sometimes life just lives, and it is super important for us to be intentional and for us to set out goals. But what do we do when things are just not going according to plan? I don't know about all of you, but I have had my moments of struggling with mental health. And I find that in today's world, it's even harder sometimes to have great mental health. First of all, it is great that we're recognizing mental health and mental health challenges even more than we ever have in past. So that's a super huge positive in my mind. But just because we have been talking about mental health doesn't mean that there's not so many things that are constantly and consistently bombarding us, that it doesn't make it super hard and super challenging for us to be able to step back and realize that there is some challenges that are happening, right? Overwhelm being one of them. So I'm constantly overwhelmed by all the different things. I'm ADHD. My brain is pulled in 8 million different directions. And this is why my first thing I'm going to tell you is it's super, super important for you to find a tribe, whether that be one or two key people, a whole host of people, but people who really speak into you. And yes, they may should challenge you, but they shouldn't do it in a way where you are constantly and consistently feeling like you're doing wrong or you're doing bad. Because the truth is that no matter how many times you try to do things, you're not going to be successful at them always. Not only you're not going to be successful, but you're also going to fall flat on your face sometimes, right? And we constantly see other people, we see their success, we see all these wonderful things that are happening, and we don't realize that they had to take small intentional steps forward day after day, week by week, month over month, to be able to get to where they are. And your tribe can help remind you of that. They can remind you that this is a one-off, that this is a crappy day, that this is just a bad feeling, but that it's not always going to be like this. So there's a lot of things that happen, right? When you have a tribe that's in your corner, that is giving you positive intention, that is pushing you forward. And so I'm going to highly encourage you, if you don't have one already, to sort of find your tribe. And to the antithesis of that, let's work on cutting out the people who are not our tribe. One thing that I've been working on doing a lot in the last year or so is cutting down my circle, cutting down the people that I trust, what I like to call my pearls of wisdom. with, because my aim, truthfully, if you listen to this podcast at all, is that I really, really desire to help people. I desire to help them succeed in a big, bold way. I desire to give them good, sound information and advice. And I'm sure everything that I say isn't perfect, but I want to try really, really hard. And I need people who see that, who value that. And if there's people who don't, then maybe I just need to step back and say, hey, I'm not your person, and that's okay. And for me, because I do like people so much, that's hard. It took me a really long time to step back and maybe not care as much about what people thought about me, because I was sort of raised and trained to like be perfect, face up as perfect, do all these things perfectly. And so I sat for a really long time not doing some of the big, bold things that you're seeing me do now, right? Doing this podcast, being social media a fair bit of time, right? Pouring into others, being on magazine covers, writing books, like all these things that I always knew I was intended to do and I wanted to be intentional about, but they were scary. And I had a lot of naysayers sort of in my life and in my circle. And I started having to really work at pushing those people back.
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Welcome to Financial Mastery Simplified, your go-to podcast for making smart money decisions. We break down complex financial topics into easy-to-understand advice you can use every day. Our experts cover everything from budgeting and saving to investing and retirement planning. We give you the tools to take control of your money and build the future you want. With Financial Mastery Simplified, you'll feel informed and empowered to make the best choices for your financial health. Tune in to Financial Mastery Simplified on your favorite podcast platform. Start your journey to financial confidence today.
Visit us at fms.tips and fms.college for more information.
Welcome to House U, where we believe in the power of education. At House U, we're more than just a brand. We're your partner in home ownership, dedicated to educating, equipping, and empowering you every step of the way. Education is at the heart of everything we do. We offer comprehensive resources designed to make home ownership simple and accessible for all. From understanding mortgage options to mastering home maintenance, House U provides the knowledge you need to make informed decisions with confidence. We host workshops and seminars, bringing together experts and community members to share insights and build a stronger, more informed community. Because when you're educated, you're empowered. House U. Home ownership made simple for all. Visit our website or contact us today to start your journey with House U. Empower yourself with knowledge and embrace the joy of home ownership.
Thanks for your patience. Now back to our conversation.
And I'm going to be real with you. It was really hard and really uncomfortable. And there is even days still that I'm like, oof, did I make the right decision? Did I do the right thing? And so, yeah, there's definitely those moments, right? Where that's hard. That's really, really hard. And we have to step back and ask ourselves, are we one, choosing the right circle? And then two, do we need to purge some of the wrong circle? And sometimes some of those wrong circle are people you're really close to, family members even, right? And I'm not telling you or suggesting that you need to cut your family member out. I'm not telling you don't have a relationship at all with your family member. But what I am suggesting is that maybe you take a little bit of a step back and you don't share your pearls of wisdom or what's going on 100% with you. It's okay to hold certain things a little close to the vest, because if they don't understand it and they don't get it, and they don't want to be a part of what you're doing, the movement that you're creating in your own life to hold on to your financial mastery, well, then it's okay to keep a little bit of distance there. Because you could still have a relationship with people, maybe like a little bit of a more friend relationship with people, while still protecting your intention and your mastery and your alignment. And I'm also going to highly recommend it. It's something that we actually offer for free. People can actually sign up for it. Is affirmations. I used to think that was kind of stupid, right? Like, oh yeah, okay, I am statements, like whatever. But as I started diving deeper into the science behind it, I realized that there's a lot of science behind that woo. So a lot of people are like, oh, you know, affirmations, that's so woo. And I don't believe that you just speaking it into existence or saying I am statements is going to just magically flip a light switch and all your financial situation is going to be fixed and you're going to be successful at anything you do. Because I said, I am a financial master. I am wealthy. I am, you know, joy. I am abundance. Just by saying those things, it doesn't necessarily make it so. But what it does do is, again, we go back to some of the RAS, the reticular activating system. It allows your brain to be scanning for these things. It allows your brain, these affirmations, to be looking for evidence of what you have come up with. And so that is what we definitely need to do. We need to constantly be reminding ourselves. And so I spend a few moments every morning. Literally, it's like a minute and a half doing this little meditation in a group that I'm a part of. And just really writing my mind and reminding myself what I am. And that reminding myself what I am helps me have a good jumping off point. And helps ground me in the moments like today where I just, it felt like the world was against me. It felt like everything that could go wrong was going wrong, right? I mean, that sounds dramatic and obviously probably not true. But yeah, it felt like everything was going wrong and like, oof, right? Like, oof. And so I can't recommend enough for you to look into, if you don't already, doing some affirmations, some meditation. And if you're religious, that could be something that you do on a religious passage, right? So that's another thing. I do a devotional. I read the Bible. I kind of laser focus in on certain points of things that I might be struggling with. And it's super helpful for me to hear, you know, what does God say about that for me today? Like, what does that look like for me? And so, you know, if you are not religious, then it could be like a regular meditation. If you are religious, it could be, you know, a religious meditation. For somewhere in between, it could be both. I do both, actually, because like I said, I am a very strong Christian, but I love to also just meditate on some specific things that I want to set my intention with and whatnot. So as I was struggling with my own alignment and as I was struggling with my own intention in the last week or so, and as I've been listening to the book, Atomic Habits, which I highly, highly recommend because I do think you can start making some of these things habits. And I do believe that mastery does come from small intentional steps. And that's one thing that I love about this book is because that's what it talks about. It also talks about making things easy. So I've started making sure that when I want to do something intentional, literally, like if I want to make sure that I'm dressed a certain way, I set it out the night before. I make it so easy, right? Because all I have to do is pick up those clothes and throw them on. Because I don't know about some of you guys, but I'm not a morning person. And so I need that extra lift of like, here it is, right here in front of my face. Super simple and super easy. So a lot of times I think we're putting a lot of pressure on ourselves to be perfectly aligned. And you're probably listening to my podcast and thinking, well, man, like, but she has all this information and she understands all these things and great for her to be intentional and aligned with her goals. But, you know, that's not me and that's not what my life looks like. Well, the truth is my life doesn't look like that often either. My life is chaotic. And in this season of my life, it's a bit of a hot mess in every respect. All the intentions that I'm trying so hard to hold on to and keep so close, I feel like I'm struggling with them greatly. And it's okay. And that feels a little bit uncomfortable for me to say, but it is. It's okay that I'm struggling with it. And it's okay that I feel that way. It doesn't change that I should have that intention and that I should keep with my alignment to be able to reach the light level of success, financial success specifically, but all success through that. But also, it's just so important for me to remind myself that I don't always have to pour on all the pressure. It doesn't always all have to fall to me. As long as I'm taking my aligned intentional steps forward, the outcome isn't always in my hands. And I have to stop forcing myself to believe that perfection is the standard, that I won't reach financial success if I have stumbled or have failed, because that is part of the process. It also helps me redefine my intention, hone my alignment through those failures. And that sounds kind of crazy. It sounds counterproductive somewhat, right? Like, why in the world would you want to set an intention and then fail at it? Well, it's not that you necessarily want to fail, But sometimes it's that process, that those intentional aligned steps forward where you realize, oof, I thought that's what I wanted my intention to be. But guess what? It actually looks a little bit different. And a lot of times in the season of the life that we're living, things are different. Things do change. Things, you know, hard things happen, right? Marriages split up. Companies go bankrupt. Friendships disappear. People we love pass away. All of these things, things that are outside of our control. And we can go back and we can own the things that we maybe should have done differently. And I'm not saying that there isn't some help point in looking backwards a little bit and understanding what maybe we could have done differently or whatever. However, if we really want to be truly successful, we have to learn from what we maybe would have done differently, but also embrace that it was part of our journey. It was part of us figuring out what intention looked like for us, whether those steps were truly aligned. Because my life looks very different now than it did in my 30s, than it did in my 20s, right? And so I just wanted to make this episode because it was something that I personally was struggling with. In the last few weeks, I was struggling to get my bearings and feel like life wasn't just smacking me upside the face. And it was my tribe I went to and wasn't afraid to be vulnerable. And they weren't afraid to tell me that, hey, it's okay to feel how you feel. And how can we help? And how can we prop you back up and keep pushing you towards what your intention is? And it was my removal of some people in my life that only potentially come at me and have some negative things to say and sort of doubt me that has helped a little bit to not allow myself to crumble in this rough patch. And so I thought to myself, you know, I guarantee you there's other people who feel like this, who are high performing, who have done all the things correctly, who have set the intention and they feel like they're frauds and that financial mastery is out of reach, that any kind of mastery, heck, not just financial, is out of reach. And I'm here to tell you it's not true. So for those of you who needed to hear that today, there it is. And I hope that this helped you. I have a Facebook group called Financial Mastery Simplified, and I would love for you to join it. I want to start creating a community of people that start talking not just about financial mastery and what it looks like, but what we're struggling with, what we're doing well, right? We want to celebrate the wins, asking for people for advice, right? Just different things like that. I think it's so important for us to really lean in like that. And so if you'd like to join us, I'll make sure that in the show notes is a link to it. And thank you for coming on this journey with me and always being great listeners. And if you know somebody that you think, man, this is a perfect episode for them, please share it with them. I'd love that.